A third of millennials may never marry, not because they don't want connection, but because they've seen too much. Parents who stayed together miserably, friends whose divorces devastated them, relationships that promised everything and delivered heartbreak. Marriage today carries the weight of impossible expectations while offering fewer perceived benefits than ever before. Yet here's what's curious. The same generation scrolling past potential partners on dating apps reports record levels of loneliness. We've never had more freedom to avoid commitment, and we've never been more isolated. This paradox reveals something profound about human nature that our culture has forgotten. Marriage isn't just a lifestyle choice or religious tradition. It's a design feature of humanity itself, reflecting truths about love, sacrifice, and transformation that extend far beyond any ceremony or legal contract. Two powerful currents have reshaped marriage. Economic anxiety convinces young adults they must achieve financial stability before marrying, a complete reversal of historical wisdom. For millennia, people married to become secure, not because they already were. Data confirms this. Married couples accumulate nearly twice the wealth of singles with similar incomes and weather financial crises better. The second force runs deeper: expressive individualism. The belief that authenticity means following desires rather than fulfilling obligations. This transforms marriage from a covenant of mutual growth into a transaction that must continuously justify itself. When marriage conflicts with personal desires, modern thinking provides little reason to persevere. The data tells a clear story. Married people report 20% higher life satisfaction and live 3 to 8 years longer, with lower rates of depression, substance abuse, and chronic illness. Their median net worth by retirement is 4 to 5 times higher. Children raised by married parents graduate high school at 40% higher rates, with 70% lower juvenile delinquency. Genesis presents marriage as divine blueprint. It is not good for man to be alone. This complementarity reveals essential truths about human design and our need for committed relationships. Sex isn't merely private, it profoundly affects society. Sexual choices outside marriage create children without stable families, spread disease, and train people to treat others as pleasure objects rather than whole persons. Research shows children born outside marriage face dramatically higher risks of poverty, abuse, and educational failure. Many view sexuality as a commodity that once required the price of marriage, but is now cheaper. This transactional view fundamentally misunderstands sex. A woman in the New York Times described feeling deeply hurt when a man who practiced careful physical consent during sex later ghosted her emotionally. She realized our culture's consent framework is too narrow, focused only on physical permission rather than care for the whole person. When Christians say sex belongs in marriage, they mean it must be super consensual, a mutual commitment to the entire person, not just their body. Marriage creates the safety and permanence where vulnerability becomes transformative rather than dangerous. Many avoid marriage after witnessing their parents' painful relationships. Yet research reveals something surprising. Exposure to difficult marriages can provide resources for building healthy ones. By identifying what went wrong, children of troubled marriages often develop heightened awareness of relationship dynamics. Rather than avoiding conflict like his divorced parents, Justin Lang learned to address issues directly but respectfully. His parents' mistakes became his roadmap. 2/3 of unhappy marriages become happy within 5 years if couples simply persevere. Successful couples don't argue less. They've learned that temporary unhappiness doesn't define their relationship's value. This contradicts our consumer culture, which teaches that relationships should consistently deliver satisfaction or be replaced. Real love isn't finding someone who never disappoints you. It's building a partnership that can weather disappointment. Dating apps reduce people to consumer products, creating the illusion that the perfect partner is just another swipe away. The qualities that sustain marriage – character, emotional intelligence, shared values, commitment – aren't easily assessed through profiles. They emerge gradually through shared experiences. The person who doesn't immediately excite you might, through character and kindness, become deeply attractive over time. Five key practices establish foundation from the beginning. Never go to bed angry, developing skills to express concerns without attacking. Pray together as your last words of the day. Prioritize physical intimacy, recognizing sex as a gift that nurtures your bond. Make deliberate decisions about family life rather than unconsciously repeating patterns. Learn each other's love languages to express affection in ways your spouse truly values. The Bible reveals marriage's profound spiritual significance, yet this very power creates danger. John Newton warned that good marriages risk turning your heart from God to your spouse as your primary source of love, security, and joy. When you look to your spouse to provide what only God can give, your ultimate sense of value and worth, you put intolerable pressure on them and leave yourself vulnerable to devastation. This explains why some painful marriages involve people who genuinely love each other. When we unconsciously demand our spouse fulfill needs only God can meet, we create impossible expectations. No human can consistently provide the validation, security, and purpose we ultimately need. When they inevitably fail, disappointment and resentment follow. The solution isn't to love your spouse less, but to love God more. When God occupies the central place in your heart, you can love your spouse without desperate need for perfection. This creates paradoxical freedom, loving more deeply precisely because you're not demanding they be your everything. Your security comes from God's unfailing love, allowing you to extend patience and forgiveness even when it's difficult. This spiritual foundation creates freedom to delight in your spouse as a gift rather than demanding they be your savior. Throughout Scripture, God portrays himself as our bridegroom. In Hosea, God commands the prophet to redeem his unfaithful wife, a living metaphor for God's relationship with his people. This foreshadows Christ, who identified himself as the divine bridegroom sacrificed for his unfaithful people. Like Hosea purchasing that Gomer from slavery, Christ paid the ultimate price to redeem us from spiritual adultery. When tempted to give up on a difficult spouse, we remember Jesus' patience with us despite our unfaithfulness. As Martin Luther wrote, faith unites the soul to Christ as the wife to a husband, making his righteousness ours and our sin his. The gospel liberates us from both idolizing our spouse and abandoning marriage when difficulties arise. When your spouse fails you, extend grace because you've received infinitely greater grace from Christ. When you fail, acknowledge mistakes without crushing shame. Your identity comes from Christ's love, not performance. This joyful humility transforms conflict. We listen openly instead of defending, forgive freely instead of scorekeeping, and serve sacrificially instead of demanding. When two people recognize they are both deeply flawed yet deeply loved by God, they create a relationship where grace abounds. Marriage traditionally ends at death, yet the Christian understanding goes deeper. Marriage prepares us for an eternal union of which earthly marriage is merely a foretaste. When Christians believe in Christ, we become married to him spiritually. Sex in marriage serves as both pointer and foretaste of the perfect joy awaiting in heaven. The Bible begins with a wedding in Genesis that failed when Adam and Eve turned from God. It ends with another wedding, Christ and his church, which will succeed where the first failed. When the Sadducees asked Jesus about a woman who married seven brothers, whose wife she would be in the resurrection, Jesus explained that in the resurrection, people neither marry nor are given in marriage. This doesn't mean love disappears, but rather that it broadens and deepens. In heaven, everyone will experience the closest possible love relationships with everyone else, as Christ's perfect love flows through all. In a culture that treats commitment as optional, marriage offers something revolutionary: the possibility of becoming more fully human through sacrificial love. Your marriage isn't just about you and your spouse, it's a living picture of the divine love that created the universe. When you choose covenant over convenience and grace over scorekeeping, you participate in something eternal.